Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside the Fieldhouse at TCO Performance Center, site of this year's VEN Production Days, being set up right behind me. So you'll see more about that this week. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for that. For now, though, let's get to work and answer some of your questions. Number one comes from Carlos. I know most of the starting spots are pretty much set, but what are some position battles to keep watch of during OTAs and minicamp? Plenty of them. How about the nickel corner spot for the Vikings? Terrence Newman, Mike Hughes, Mac Alexander. Who's going to grab some of those reps? Wide receiver spots 3 through 6. The kicker. And what are we going to do on the right side of the offensive line? Where will Brian O'Neill play? How about Rashad Hill? How about Mike Remmers? All of that is going to get sorted out beginning this week at OTAs. Question number two comes from Thomas in Washington. Can you reassure me that we have enough depth and talent to put together an offensive line that can protect Kirk Cousins and open up holes for Cook and Murray? Definitely, we did lose starter Joe Berger to retirement this offseason. So that's not good, but we wish Joe all the best. The good news is we drafted an offensive lineman in the second round, Brian O'Neill. We signed an offensive lineman, Tom Compton, in free agency. And we have 5 others with massive starting experience coming back from last year's team. On top of that, we have some projects like Danny Isadora, Colby Gossett, and Avion Collins. So the Vikings do have the bodies to have a competition to have some depth along the offensive line. Question number 3 comes from Evan in Hawaii. PFF just ranked us number 1 in the league for our receiving group. The Vikings have put a lot of focus in free agency on acquiring quality receivers. Are we looking at a new 3 deep like we had in 1998? Well, let's take it easy on that. That group set the NFL scoring record, which has since been surpassed. But at the time, in 1998, the Vikings offense was the highest scoring offense in history. Plus, 2 of those 3 receivers, Moss and Carter, went to the Hall of Fame. So that was certainly a unique group. Can Diggs, Thielen, and company do that? It would be fun to watch. Let's let them practice with Kirk Cousins before we put those lofty expectations in place. Our next question comes from Carter. Will Treadwell's role be increased this year in the offense? And who do you think will be the number 3 corner? Well, Treadwell's going to get plenty of opportunity. He's a hard worker and he practices well. The question is, will John DeFilippo put him in the game and will Kirk Cousins throw him the ball? Can't wait to watch that unfold. Other competition for the 3rd wide receiver spot will include Kendall Wright, whom the Vikings signed away from the Chicago Bears this offseason. As for the number 3 corner spot, another position battle to watch this summer during training camp. Terrence Newman returns. You have to figure he's going to get some playing time in nickel corner. And then it'll be Mac Alexander and Mike Hughes who battle it out for some snaps. The next question comes from Chris. Does the signing of defensive tackle David Perry show a lack of confidence in our current group of interior linemen? I don't think so at all. In fact, I think the coaches are still assessing that group. Remember, it's going to look different. No Tom Johnson and no Shamar Stephen, but enter Sheldon Richardson and now David Perry. So it's a new looking group when it comes to reserves and even one starter at defensive tackle. No lack of confidence, still trying to figure out what we have in that position group. Our final question comes from Brent. I'm calling it right here, right now. Dalvin Cook will receive the Comeback Player of the Year award this season. That would be sweet. It looked like he was going to be Rookie of the Year last year before he got hurt. So Comeback Player of the Year would be about the best possible alternative for Dalvin. Last year's Comeback Player of the Year was Keenan Allen, also came back from an ACL, 102 catches, 1,393 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Can Dalvin have a similar type of season? I think he can. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We will be back next week with another edition, so please continue to submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, tons of great content coming to Vikings.com. That will include coverage of OTAs 1 through 3, photo galleries, interviews, highlights, and articles. Also up on the site right now, Terrence Newman Presents Parts 1, 2, and 3. You can hear from Terrence Newman as he gives you an in-depth look at the 2017 season. Parts 1, 2, and 3 are up right now, and Part 4 is coming soon. See you next week.